coming up on this episode of the Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise podcast.
What is it? What do you see yourself doing, I don't know, 10, 15 years from now?
10 years from now?
Welcome to the Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise podcast with Dr. William T. Choctaw, MD, JD, where the doctor helps you unlock your full potential by equipping you with tools and knowledge in the areas of health, wealth, and wisdom, anchored in his experience as a business executive, a physician surveyor for the Joint Commission, a former mayor, and over 50 years of experience as a general surgeon. You've got questions, he's got answers. So let's get started. Here's Dr. William T. Choctaw, MD, JD.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are very delighted to have the most special guest on our Healthy, Wealth, and Wise podcast today. And that's Ms. Casey Davis. Ms. Davis is a unique young lady who's a member of my church, and I'm very proud to say that. And I have heard about her for many years, but it's I'm extraordinarily pleased to have her as a guest on our podcast. So hello, Casey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I am very well. And also we have with us our podcast professor, Brother Jesse Hammonds, who will be part of this interview process. And if he wants to jump in and ask something, he's certainly free to do so. So Casey, tell me about yourself.
I'm 10 years old. I go to Grove Center Elementary, and I've been playing softball for a little while now, so uh-huh. I've gotten good.
Okay. And what position do you play?
Anywhere except for pitcher.
Okay. So you move around.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. What's your favorite position?
First base.
Really?
Definitely first base, because
why is that?
I would make most of the outs there, and it's just a good position to be in.
Okay. Very interesting. Do you have an iPhone?
I did, but I don't use it as much as anymore.
Wait, let me ask you another question. What is your opinion of technology?
For me, it's like, kind of a good age to have it. You just have to know what you're doing with it. Okay. So, like, it's with age limits. That's the thing, uh-huh, where it's complicated, because some kids fake their age to get onto sites,
really,
that sometimes they're not supposed to be on. And okay, so I've done an essay about this, and I researched, and it was like how kids fake their ages. And
Tell me, how did you research? I'm sorry, I didn't say.
So I use like these packets, and they have articles and sources that I can use.
Okay.
So I read that people don't really like, you know how there's terms and agreements and stuff? People don't really read those.
Okay.
And so they don't know what they're agreeing to do. Sometimes they don't read it.
That's true.
And they agree, and they're giving away their personal information, like dates of birth,
yes,
names, email addresses and stuff. So I think technology is like, it depends almost.
Well, I think it's very smart that you actually read it, because you're exactly right. Clearly, folks my age, we don't read that stuff. You know, we sign buy the iPhone or the Android, we sign it. We don't read all that fine print stuff. And you're exactly correct. We should, because to some extent, we may be signing away a lot of our rights, and we may be signing away a lot of things that we don't want to sign away. So I think it's quite interesting that at age 10, you know that already, and you're already making sure that you read, in essence, read between the lines, and that you're more cautious. Interesting.
Do your other students have devices, mobile devices that they use?
So some of them do, some of them don't, because their parents won't let them, or because of some things I don't really know about. So some of my friends do have phones and I do have their numbers and stuff, but we know about age limits and we know about all the things that we might be giving away. So we're kind of cautious about that.
Does your school utilize devices in class?
So we're not supposed to have our phones in class. All of us know that. But in the past, some people have had issues with it. But still, we know we're not supposed to have phones on campus. Well, we can have them on campus, we just can't use them
Right,
unless
right.
it's after school hours.
Yeah. No, now, as far as I'm talking about the teaching curriculum, like during COVID, some kids couldn't. Some of the schools were closed down, right? And they utilize, laptops and stuff like that at the home front. Is that something that's done outside of, let's say, science lab or anything like that?
So we
Is it
don't
integrated?
usually we switch classes for science labs,
Mm-hmm.
so we don't really do much technology a lot. We
Okay.
don't do like talking over computers anymore because all of us, we really didn't like that because it was over the technology. We didn't really have fun. We always did homework technology and stuff. So it was, we don't really use that. And if we do, it's maybe for reading or for any subjects or essays that we have.
How do you use it for essays that you
So we have a system that's Google Classroom and we do
have?
essays on there. We do it for writing. Like the technology that we talked about, that's what we use it for. We use it for middle school essays and stuff like that. So that's why we usually have our computers and that's why we use them.
And Google technology, that's a particular package that's designed for kids your age, is it not?
Yes, Google Classroom is
A
assigned,
Google
is
Classroom. Okay.
it's used, it's for kids to see what assignments they have, for teachers to do some things mobily because we can't always do it on paper.
So what types of things do you not do on paper?
We don't do iReady. iReady is like a site where you can do math and reading, and there are a few like games on there, but they're learning games. So iReady, so there's Google Docs. We can't use that. So we have, there are a few sites that we can't use on paper, but there are a lot that we can use, but we just sometimes don't.
Have you found the Google Classroom helpful, or is it difficult? Is it a pain? What's your thoughts about it?
So I like Google Classroom because like you can have different classes at multiple at all times. Like I have choir class, my main class, my student council and stuff. So it's easy for me to use so that I can have all my resources in one spot.
Next, Dr. Choctaw asked Casey about student council and her views.
Tell me about student council. You have a student council?
Yes, it's the president, the vice president, and all the other jobs that are included. So we have student council representatives and we have marches. We've had a parade in the past, and that was one of the student council perks. We have shirts, we have things for from student council and for student council. So it's kind of like it's like almost a real constitution a little, except less people and it's more of it's students.
Are you a member of the student council?
I was, but I dropped out because I there were too many things for me to do.
What is the purpose of the student council? What did you learn from it, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
So student council, I learned like how I had to make posters for class. So we learned about Red Ribbon Week a little bit. We talked about the yearbook and stuff. So I learned how to like make some things, and I did posters and stuff, so that's why I kind of learned from it.
As a participant with student council, do you have to be nominated for that or elected to it, or does everybody just do
So it's only for fourth and fifth graders,
it?
and there's one position that's only for fifth graders, which is the president, because that's how much I went out for, but I didn't get that part. But anyways, so you have to be there's a list and people have to sign it. You have to have 20 people to say oh, if you're going out for student council, I'll vote for you. So all those 20 people have to sign it.
Why did you run for student council?
I ran for student council president because this is my last year in elementary school, so I wanted to go out with a bang, but
Got
I
it.
ended up not getting the role. I ended up not winning president, so it was devastating, but still, I was on the student council, so at least I was happy about that.
What did you learn from your loss? Or let
I
me
learned.
rephrase. What would you do differently?
I would have rewritten it because I realized there was something I could have changed. And from my loss, I learned that no matter how many times I get knocked down, I can always get back up. So.
You bet. I'll share something with you. I ran for student council in school also, and this is before your parents were even born, so it's really a long time ago. Yeah, a long, long time ago. I was able, I was on the council. This is back in Nashville, Tennessee. My point is, the student council part of it taught me some things. And I share this with you. I would encourage you that either this year or next year to continue to pursue that student council presidency because it's a part of leadership. It's a part, and you'll learn some things whether you win or lose. But I think just the fact that you were interested in running, I think is a good thing. And I would certainly encourage you to continue to do that. And you're right, you learn either way, whether you win or not, but it's a good thing. Most people won't even run. Most people will never even try. The fact that
I
you
get why. I get why because I get why they won't run because it's scary getting up there in front of all those
Yes,
people.
it is. Yes, it is. But that's what separates leaders from followers. That's what separates the people who get the A's and the A pluses and the B pluses from those who get the C's and the D's. And you're a leader. You
I've
know, it's
always been
just
a leader.
natural. And we, you know, your Sunday school teacher, like I said, it told me about you 2 years ago. And so my point is, I encourage you to embrace that as you already are. You're already embracing it. And the reason that leaders are so few, there are so few people like you that we want to make sure that you get everything you need to be successful. So what is it you what do you see yourself doing, I don't know, 10, 15 years from now?
10 years from now, I'd probably still be in college as I would maybe be 20. So I'd
But
be
which college
pursuing.
are you interested in attending?
Currently, I'm interested in going to Cal Baptist University like my brother did. But I've also been thinking about going to a HBCU. So
I went to an
I
HBCU.
was kind of like picking between. I've been looking at it.
Which ones are you looking for?
Really?
Yes, I went to Tennessee State, Nashville.
I was thinking North Carolina State,
North Carolina State,
North Carolina A&T.
A&T, right? Have you thought about any other schools? I'm talking about college now.
Other than that, CBU and Mount SAC.
Mount SAC's junior
So,
college. Have you thought about any other 4-year colleges?
not really, no.
What about USC?
I was thinking about it, but then I was thinking how I'm going to be away from my family. I'd rather be in Riverside than any further. So
How about University of California, Riverside?
I was thinking about that, but I decided not to just because I looked into it and I didn't really like it.
Okay. There are a lot of schools. And the beauty of that is that you can pick and choose. And I'm going to predict that by the time you graduate high school, you're going to be an A student or continue to be an A student. So you will be able to pick and choose. And that's what you want to be able to do. You want to put yourself in position so that you choose where you want to go as compared to someone telling you. Don't worry about the money. Money is always available. And particularly if you're an A student, they will pay you to come to their school because you make them look good. So your goal is just, focus on those grades, keep getting good grades, and then, the rest will take care of itself. Well, that's very, very good to hear. So what else is it that, well, let me back up. Let me back up. I hear that you're going to be baptized pretty soon.
Class is in session. Hey there, podcast professor here, encouraging you to let your voice and your thoughts be heard because you matter and what you say matters. Now, you might be thinking, professor, now that all sounds good, but how do I do that? Well, I can help you with that. Just go to thwwp.com and click on the podcast professor button for more information. And that's it. Okay? Class dismissed. Now back to the episode in progress.
April 14th, that is correct.
Is that right? So tell me about that. How did that come about?
I was thinking, and I was like looking at the church. I was in church. And I was really feeling like the vibe, and I was loving how everything had went. And I thought in my mind, I want to become like full-time public member. So I decided I wanted to get baptized.
And this is part of, and tell me why. Why did you want to get baptized?
I wanted to get baptized because I knew I would be happy and it'd make other people happy. And so, because a lot of people already love me, they like to see me, they like to talk to me and stuff. So I knew like it would make me feel good and other people feel good. So I wanted to get baptized because it was going to be like spiritual for me.
What
And
I
you
love
know
about
that
what I'm sorry, go
I was
ahead,
just going
Jesse.
to say, and you know that those angels will be singing great songs in heaven when that happens.
Absolutely. And what I love about what you said is that you aren't just doing it for yourself, you're doing it for others also. And I think you're exactly right. And my point is, and I guess I've said this earlier, that's because you're already a leader. You're already a leader. You're already thinking about what you're doing and how it affects not only you or impacts not only you, but how it impacts those around you. And you're exactly right. You're exactly right. And I guarantee you, it will make other people happy, in addition, obviously, to family. And congratulations for you. I think to be able to come to this conclusion at age 10, I think is extraordinary. And I think what it shows is that you have a certain level of maturity that you have been blessed with. That's a gift. That's a gift. And I would certainly encourage you to exercise that maturity however you think is appropriate.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise podcast with Dr. William T. Choctaw, MD, JD. Be sure to check out other great episodes covering areas of health, wealth, and wisdom at thwwp.com. And while you're there, be sure to check out the books, blogs, and other literature in your preferred format. And don't forget to leave a review, subscribe, share, and support the podcast. That's at thwwp.com. You've been listening to the Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise podcast with Dr. William T. Choctaw, MD, JD.